إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue on yesterday's lesson of making the right effort and the meaning of effort and the meaning of reward. And yesterday, as I mentioned, the result of the effort must be seen holistically, meaning in its complete sense, the visible and the invisible. The reward in the dunya wal akhirah, the temporal and the spiritual. And so also therefore we come today to the other side of it, which is the effort that is required. And in my view, for an effort to be successful, irrespective of what the effort may be made for it to be successful, there are three critical requirements. Ikhlas unniya, the reason why the person is doing something. Intelligence, the ability to assess what is happening and to do what needs to be done. And the third one is to make the maximum possible effort. Three things. Now, you might say, well, if I say that ikhlas is the first one, then people are doing wrong things and they are succeeding. How do they have ikhlas? For that I must say, remember the definition of reward. Reward is dunya wal akhirah, spiritual and physical or temporal. So it is not the visible and the invisible. So people who are doing wrong things may appear to be successful in a very temporary and physical sense. Somebody is stealing something, he got it. He didn't get caught. But that stealing, the act of stealing, has consequences. If he doesn't get caught in the dunya, he will get caught in the akhirah. So you cannot call that a successful enterprise or successful effort, because it is done with the wrong niyyah. So when we look at the reward, we must look at it from that context. And in that context, I am saying that these three things are required. So let's take the first one. The first one is ikhlasu niyyah, the sincerity of purpose. Ikhlasu niyyah, in my view, has two parts to it. One is the ikhlas of the niyyah consists of the desire to please only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. So the purpose of the effort is to please Allah. Every single effort, whether I am building a masjid or whether I am building a factory to make cell phones, no matter what it is, whether I am building my house or I am building a madrasa, whether I am building a road or I am building a hydroelectric project, whatever the case might be, the niyyah, first part of the niyyah must be only and only to please Allah. Automatically that means that nothing that I do or I choose to do will be something which is prohibited in Islam. Because obviously I cannot have the ikhlas to please Allah when the action itself is wrong. I'm taking a loan from a bank, I'm paying interest, I'm saying I'm taking the loan to please Allah. This is nonsense, because Allah is not pleased with that. So therefore, this is a filter. In my view, this is a protection. If you have ikhlas or niyyah to say, I will please only Allah, then this is a great protection from sin. Because if I put this condition, I will not do anything which displeases Allah. So anything I do must please Allah. I'm driving my car, I'm going to drive my car in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So automatically, it means that you will follow the road rules. You will have courtesy, you will drive the car in a way which is not causing harm to anybody. I'm parking my car, I'm going to park my car to please Allah. So obviously it means that then you will park your car in such a way that it is not obstructing any traffic, you're not parking it in somebody else's space, and so on and so forth. So whatever the thing, whether it is small or big, the ikhlas of the niyyah to say, I will please only Allah. And this ikhlas of the niyyah is a filter which saves us from doing anything which is haram. Secondly, this ikhlas of niyyah is a condition that ensures that we follow the sunnah wherever the sunnah is applicable. Because obviously we cannot say, Allah, I want to please Allah, and then I am doing something which is against the sunnah. So I'm differentiating. There is something which is clearly haram, so obviously you will not do that. But even among the halal things, there may be a sunnah way of doing something, and there may be a way which is not the sunnah. For example, a wedding. The sunnah way is to do the wedding in a masjid. And the non-sunnah way, which is halal, which is jais, is to do the wedding in some other place, which is not a masjid. It's not punishable or something. But given the two, which is better? Clothes I wear. The Sharia says that as long as the clothes are covering the body and covering the satar for the men, it's different. As long as satar is covered, for the women, the entire body must be covered, and including the hair and so on. This is sufficient. Better way is the sunnah way of doing it. Eating my food. I'm eating my food. As long as I'm eating halal, this is inshallah, there's no problem with that. But the sunnah of eating food, the sunnah of drinking water, the sunnah of sleeping. I'm going to sleep, alhamdulillah, no problem with that. But the sunnah of sleeping, what are the du'as, what is to be recited before, what are the azkar before sleeping, how do I sleep, what position do I sleep in, all of this adds to the value of the action and converts that normal, ordinary action, which we would have done anyway for our own benefit, it converts that action into an action of ibadah. So this ikhlasun niyyah is such a beautiful thing when we look at it. And as I said, this is the first part of the ikhlasun niyyah, that we make sure that is something which pleases only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this ikhlas, therefore, the benefit of the ikhlas, you started off with what? I want to please Allah. So the moment you started off with that, it got you two big benefits. One big benefit is it protects you from sin automatically. Second big benefit is it brings you on the sunnah. So immediately there are two rewards, two major rewards of just having this niyyah. The second aspect of ikhlasun niyyah, in my view also, is that we must have the intention that what I am doing must not be harmful to anyone. Ideally, it must cause benefit to everyone. But even if it is something which is, you know, neutral, but at least it must not cause harm to anyone. And by anyone, I mean not just human beings. Definitely not just Muslims, but not even human beings. I'm saying everyone, which means no environmental pollution, no water pollution, no noise pollution, no air pollution. Ensuring that if it's a business enterprise, ensuring that all the employees get all the benefits. When you are selling to customers, ensuring the customers are getting all the benefits and the customers are very happy, and so on and so forth. So ensuring that we do not cause harm to anybody and we benefit everyone. Now this one again gets you two automatic rewards right there. Just the niyyah itself, two automatic rewards. Number one, the reward of having satisfied people around you, the reward of having a clean environment. Who benefits? I mean, if you don't throw garbage in the street, who is the number one beneficiary? I mean, forget about environmental pollution. Number one beneficiary is yourself, because the street is clean. When you walk on the street, it's a nice clean street. There's no garbage on the street. So immediate benefit is ourselves. And the second benefit is that, and because of this benefit, of course, you also get a lot of good vibes from everybody. People like you, people love you, and you know, they like the way you live. And second thing is, the other benefit is, for example, satisfied customers, satisfied employees, and so on and so forth. So you get popularity. So it's, you have popularity, and you have the wealth also which comes with it, because, you know, obviously satisfied customers means better business and so on. So ikhlasun niyyah in these two ways. The ikhlas with regard to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these two benefits of protection from sunnah, protection from sin and coming on the sunnah. And in terms of the second part of ikhlasun niyyah is to ensure that we do not cause harm to anyone, that we are a source of benefit for everyone in society, and therefore it results in goodness for us in a worldly sense. So the benefit of ikhlasun niyyah is goodness in the spiritual sense, in the akhirah, and goodness also in the temporal sense. So inshallah, tomorrow we will look at the other aspects of it, which is three things I said. One is ikhlas, second one is intelligence, and the third one is the actual effort itself, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmur rahim.